Good morning, Christ Center. It's Monday, September 22nd, and we are now in week 3 of our journey through the book of Mark. Today, we're going to be looking at Mark 4, 1 through 20. But before we begin, let's take a moment to quiet our hearts as we invite the Holy Spirit to join us.
Mark 4, 1 through 20. Again, he began to teach by the sea, and a very large crowd gathered around him. So he got into a boat on the sea and sat down, while the whole crowd was by the sea on the shore. He taught them many things in parables, and in his teachings he said to them, "Listen, consider the sower who went out to sow. As he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, for it didn't have much soil, and it grew up quickly, since the soil wasn't deep. When the sun came up, it was scorched, and since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns came up and choked it, and it didn't produce fruit. Still other seed fell on good ground, and it grew up, producing fruit that increased 30, 60, and 100 times." Then he said, "Let anyone who has ears to hear listen." When he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. He answered them, "The secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may indeed look and yet not perceive. They may indeed listen and yet not understand. Otherwise, they might turn back and be forgiven." Then he said to them, "Don't you understand this parable? How then will you understand all of the other parables? The sower sows the word. Some are like the word sown on the path. When they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word sown in them. And others are like seed sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, immediately they receive it with joy. But they have no root. They are short-lived. When distress and persecution comes because of the word, they immediately fall away. Others are like seed sown among thorn. These are the ones who hear the word, but the worries of this age, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire of other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those like seeds sown on good ground hear the word, welcome it, and produce fruit 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown."
Thank you, Pastor Mark. I'm here with him and with Pastor Janelle. And this is a very famous parable. Jesus doesn't usually tell what the parable means, but this time he did, which is very, very cool. He has more stuff here and talks about why he uses parables that is really tricky to understand. We're not gonna go there specifically. Just know that he's referencing a passage in Isaiah and he's talking about those with hardened hearts. So that's a really tricky one. Just want to acknowledge that's there. But we want to spend our time looking at what the parable actually means, since this is the time Jesus actually tells us. So Mark, we see this story, this sower, a farmer scattering seed in all these different places. What are you seeing here? What is the seed?
Well, I was always looking, it refers to the seed also being the word. But one of the things that hits me is John starts off with saying in the beginning there was the word.
Right.
And that the word is, that Jesus is the word. And so I don't think it's necessarily just an altar call. That there is also this other way of saying, if we are becoming more like Jesus, if we're pursuing Jesus, if we're having more of a kingdom at hand mindset like Jesus did, that the way we interact with the world will look different, and that will be sowing seed and maybe even tilling ground at the same time.
Yeah, it is interesting that we have simplified it so much to like, the scattering of the seed is like, do you want to ask Jesus into your heart right now?
No. Yeah, it's like a Western mindset where it could only be this. I think, there's so much more to it. There's so many more nuances than just the word.
Some of the hearers are like the word, you know, sown on the path. When they hear it, immediately Satan comes and takes away what was sown. If you think of like examples of someone who might be like that, who's just, they're not ready. They're not there.
Yeah, that's totally okay. This isn't their only opportunity to have seed in their life.
Right. And as we interact with them, there's a chance that that soil changes. Mm-hmm. We could soften that soil just through interactions. Some go and are like seeds sown in rocky ground. And when they hear the word, immediately they receive it with joy, but they have no root. Mm-hmm. Like it's short lived. Mark, what do you see there?
When we find a truth, we get so excited. But I mean, there's people who might encounter that and then they're walking back into where they were before, and the noise of the world drowns out this new joy of what they found.
I was just thinking about examples of this, even from Jesus' ministry, some of the stuff that we've read already, like Satan coming and taking it away or being sown on the rocky ground. Like you might think of some of the scribes and Pharisees in this case. Jesus is not giving a bunch of his time with them most of the time. And maybe it's like, dude, there's so many rocks in their soil right now. They are not going to be able to embrace the kingdom of God. But then you have others who are so excited. They're receiving it with joy. They're packing in. They hear that something big is going on. They might even see a healing or receive a healing. But as we see later on, a whole bunch of them end up walking away because his teachings sound too hard to them. Maybe they're like that. Jesus is walking through this in his ministry, and we've all seen this and probably been some of these people so many times in our lives. He also says others are like seeds sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the worries of this age, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desire for other things chokes out the word. That's so interesting. The deceitfulness of wealth. I wonder if that's even sometimes just getting caught up in the comforts of modern society for us. You know, it's like the deceitfulness of wealth could be Netflix. Because what happens when I sit down and watch Netflix for hours is I'm sort of like, hey, everything's fine. I get to lay down and just keep being entertained for hours on end. That is wealth. And that has a tendency to deceive us into thinking that everything's okay. It could be the same thing of getting a fancy coffee drink. I have a nice coffee maker, you know, and that could be the deceitfulness of wealth. I'm like, everything's wonderful
at home.
Yeah, everything's wonderful, man, because I can just, I can sort of shut out the world and have these different gifts and enjoy them and think that everything's okay when my heart might absolutely not be okay. And then the word, the good thing that was sown in us ends up getting forgotten or choked out. Even the good thing we heard on Sunday or this good thing that God did in our hearts, whatever, we end up losing it. And then we have those who become fruitful. Janelle, what do you see there?
Jesus' desire for us is to become fruitful. And I think that's how he's wired us, how he's designed us, and how easy it is to not be fruitful, particularly with all the things you've been talking about, the wealth and other things that choke out the word. It's so easy to have that be the seed that I am cultivating is, ooh, it's suddenly barren because I'm so full of distractions. But how gracious God is, like, it's okay. It's all right. There's other opportunities. There's other chances. It's, again, not just one seed that you have an opportunity to be fruitful with.
So we have an opportunity both to spread the seed, like the sower, and to have good soil in our own hearts, whereas God's working in our own hearts, that we are going to be receptive and not allow hardness of heart, not allow distractions or whatever to come in and take those things away, but to receive humbly, to welcome the word. I love the word welcome there. To hear the word welcome, welcome it. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, you should pray that. Pray us out with that.
I'm going to pray us out with that. Thank you, Lord. Help us to welcome your word.
Amen. We'll see you guys tomorrow.